Good morning, friends. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in life? Is there life in your body? Then you must logically believe in God. Life comes only from life before it. Non-living matter cannot bring forth what it does not itself have to pass on. Life in all plants, animals, birds, fish, and men comes from pre-existent life. There are no exceptions. Where then did life come from? From the life in a seed before it, which came from the life of a tree before it, which came from the life in a seed before it. Now, trace this lineage all the way back to the first tree. Now, where did life come from? From God, who is the source of and giver of all life. To be scientific, we must believe that life only comes from life. All life had to come from original life, God. God gives to all life and breath and all things. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Acts 17, 24 and 25. He is the creator and the sustainer of life. No one else is qualified to define life properly. Life's real meaning cannot be understood apart from God. If a person loves life and wants the most from it, he must view life as God views it. If a man loves life and wants to see good days, he must turn away from evil and do good. 1 Peter 3, 10-11. As life-only interpreter, God describes his kind of life as the only one worth living. Evil is harmful. Godliness is good. God's will is for man's happiness, but evil is poison which will destroy real life. The true nature of life is not physical or spiritual. When biological life is gone, man's real life goes on. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain as your own prophets have said, we are his offspring. Acts 17:28. You see, life without God is shallow and animal-like. Just as God is not material or physical, the life he has given man is far deeper and better than natural life. God's kind of life is spiritual. Thou shalt surely die was a warning God gave man about sin in Genesis 2:17. God is immortal, and alone has immortality dwelling in him. Who only hath immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:16. To sin is to cut oneself off from the source of spiritual life, or to die. Fellowship with God is life. Separation from God is death. Sin separates between man and God. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Friends, death passed upon all men because all had sinned. Romans 5, verse 12. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. James 1:15. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. All who sin surely die, Genesis 2:17. And though they live on physically, they are dead while they live. Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5:6, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she lives. Sinners are dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2:1. They will live on or exist even after physical life stops, but they are dead because they're separated from the life that comes from God. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because the blindness of their heart, Ephesians 4:18. Because sin brings forth spiritual death and separates man from life through God, the removal of sin restores life with God. Because God created man for companionship with himself. Leviticus 26, verse 12. He gives his son to die and pay the penalty for man's sin. Jesus died painfully and shamefully on the cross and was even separated from God because he was bearing the sins of the world. Matthew 27:46. His death is the believer's life. In him was life, John 1:4. He was the word of life sent to show man eternal life from the Father, John 1:1 and verse 2. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. John 11:25 and 26. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. John 5:24. Friends, man's greatest obstacle in real life is their preoccupation with material life. Jesus asks, is not the life more than meat and body more than raiment? Matthew 6:25. He said that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. Matthew 4:4. Man's life consists not in the abundance of his possessions. Luke 12:15. Without Jesus, who is the bread of life, worldly living is shallow, bleak, and hopeless. Christians consider Christ as their life. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. And the life they live is Christ living in them. Listen to what Paul says in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Friends, eternal life is quality, not quantity. Sinners separated from God will live as long as Christians, but their existence will be torment called eternal death. Romans 6:23. It is life eternal to know God and Christ. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. Christ abolished death and brought life and immortality to light in the gospel, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1:10. Companionship with God, with sins forgiven in Christ, is the only real meaning of life. The Christian's life is the happiest life, both now and forever. It has the promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy 4:8. Christians receive 100-fold now in this world and in the world to come. Mark 10:30. It is a tragic mistake to think that one must give up real pleasure in this present life in order to receive the life to come. Instead, one receives the fullness of fellowship with God both here and in the hereafter. Friends, if God is the source of life, He is also the source of happiness. There's no true joy apart from life with God. The pleasures of sin are but for a season, Hebrews 11:25, and the best that this world has to offer does not really satisfy. God has made us for Himself, and we are restless until we rest in Him. Genuine joy is from within and cannot be provided nor distributed by outward conditions. Paul rejoiced in the Lord, and even though he was in a Roman prison, Philippians 4:4. Only in Christ can a sinner escape guilt, but without forgiveness, our sins drive us to despair. Like Cain, our sin and its punishment is greater than we can bear, Genesis 4:13. But God will abundantly pardon. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:7. He will also remember our sins no more, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. They are blotted out, and continually cleansed as we walk with God in the light. 1 John 1:7. Friends, a Christian has no reason for fear, dread, and anxiety. Dread is premeditated fear, like one fears before going to a dentist. Anxiety is bottled up terror inside of humans, like that which causes an animal to run and scream. Christ says to be anxious in nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God. Then the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Friends, our cares are all cast upon Him who cares for us. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5:6-7, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Whatever bothers us, bothers Him. He wants the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. A Christian has no fear of death. Now, he doesn't tell us not to sorrow for those that we lose and those loved ones that are gone, but he tells us not to sorrow as those who have no hope. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus Christ will God bring with him. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14. Jesus releases us from the fear of death. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2:14-15. He shined upon those who sat in darkness and the shadow of death. Paul said, for him to live was Christ, and to die was gain. Philippians 1:21. To depart to be with Christ was to him far better. Philippians 1:23. Death is greater happiness for a Christian. Friends, a Christian has purpose in his life. Something to live for. Something worth dying for. He's never bored. Life is always a joyful thing. There's always a reward. He says, this one thing I do. Philippians 3:13. A Christian seeks first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. His life is not vacant and empty. It's full of meaning and purpose. He knows that his life can only be filled with companionship with God. He lives for others instead of for himself. And true happiness and purpose in life comes only to those living God's kind of life. God sets before every man life and death. I call heaven and earth to record this day, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and thy seed may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. Friends, there are two roads in the world. One leads to destruction, the other leads to life. Matthew 7:13-14. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, but he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth in him. John 3:36. Faith in Christ and baptism into Christ, to put on Christ, makes one a child of God. Galatians 3:26-27. In Christ, one is a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. He has all spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1:3. His name is written in the book of life. Philippians 5:17. He has real life, both now and forever, and can never die. Friends, do you love life? Will you enter into life with God in Christ? Until next week, may God bless and keep you.